This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Jade Jordan. Jade, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Jade, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I work at Edwards Life Sciences, and we're a medical device company. I'm a senior digital asset specialist, and every day is focused on our digital asset management. I'm responsible for the DAM structure and ensuring we are collecting all the necessary metadata for searching and making sure that everyone gets the assets that they need for their projects.
How does a medical equipment company specializing in artificial heart valves and hemodynamic monitoring use digital asset management?
Our DAM system is primarily archive our marketing assets, product images, and corporate images. Once projects go through our regulatory approval process, they are uploaded, our creative vendors, globally into our DAM system, and then assets are processed, metadata tags added for searching, etc. Our DAM system is accessed globally by our regional employees and vendors, and once our main creative is completed, our projects are repurposed locally and globally, and each region translates the project into their language, processes through their regulatory, and produces it for their marketplace.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
Well, we are very successful at having our library organized by individual product groups and functional areas so that images and source files are easily located for new projects and repurposing existing designs. The challenge is working with high volume of projects and making sure we receive all of our source files from the many agencies we utilize. So working with our marketing departments, which are very busy, and getting them to retrieve all of our projects from the agencies that we work with, making sure we have everything in the library.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I think DAM is an exciting and growing industry. I'm relatively new to it, like 4 years in, and have learned a lot about it. And I think the technology is constantly improving with innovative new ways to accommodate and efficiently store large data assets. And most companies have major digital components that need to be managed and organized for productive workflow. And I would encourage people with an interest in becoming a DAM professional to absolutely go for it. It's an exciting field to get involved in.
Well, thanks, Jade.
Thank you.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this and 170 other podcast episodes, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.